We are beginning chapter 2 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, called
A Peck of Owls.
Peck of Owls. So the real question is, how many pecks can Peter Piper peck?
That's not the question. How many owls are in a peck?
That's a good question. What? Said Harry blankly. Remember what happened at the end of last time?
Nope.
The Dementors had come and he had cast them away, and just at the very end, Mrs. Fig came up and said something very suspicious.
Did she say, don't put away your wand, yes, Harry? Yes,
that's what she said. What? Said Harry blankly. He left, said Mrs. Fig, wringing her hands. Left to see someone about a batch of cauldrons that fell off the back of a broom. I told him I'd flay him alive if he went now. Dementors. It's just lucky I put Mr. Tibbles on the case. We haven't got time to stand around. Hurry now, we've got to get you back. Oh, the trouble this is going to cause. I will kill him. But the revelation that his batty old cat-obsessed neighbor knew what Dementors were was almost as big of a shock to Harry as meeting two of them down the alleyway. You're a witch? I'm a squib, as Mung Duggus knows full well, so how on earth was I supposed to help you fight off Dementors? He left you completely without cover when I warned him. This bloke Mung Duggus has been following me? Hang on. It was him? He disapparated in front of my house? Yes, 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 but luckily I had stationed Mr. Tibbles under a car just in case. Mr. Tibbles came and warned me, but by the time I got to your house, you'd gone, and now... Oh, what's Dumbledore going to say? You! She shrieked at Dudley, still supine on the alley floor. Get your fat bottom off the ground, quick! You know Dumbledore? Said Harry, staring at her. Of course I know Dumbledore. Who doesn't know Dumbledore? But come on. I'd be no help if they come back. I've never so much as transfigured a teabag. She stooped down, seized one of Dudley's massive arms in her wizened hands, and tugged. Get up, you useless lump! Get up! But Dudley either could not or would not move. He was still on the ground, trembling and ashen-faced, his mouth shut very tight. I'll do it, said Harry. He took hold of Dudley's arm and heaved. With enormous effort, he managed to hoist Dudley to his feet. Dudley seemed to be on the point of fainting. His small eyes were rolling in their sockets, and sweat was beading his face. The moment Harry let go of him, he swayed dangerously. Hurry up, said Mrs. Fig hysterically. Harry pulled one of Dudley's massive arms around his own shoulders and dragged him along toward the road, sagging slightly under his weight. Mrs. Fig tottered along in front of them, peering anxiously around the corner. Keep your wand out, she told Harry as they entered Wisteria Walk. Never mind the statute of secrecy now. It's going to be hell to pay anyway. We might as well be hanged for a dragon as an egg. Talk about the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery. This was exactly what Dumbledore was afraid of. What's that at the end of the street? Oh, it's just Mr. Prentice. Don't put your wand away, boy. Don't I keep telling you I'm of no use? It was not easy to hold a wand steady and carry Dudley along at the same time. Harry gave his cousin an impatient dig in the ribs, but Dudley seemed to have lost all desire for independent movement. He was slumped on Harry's shoulders, his large feet dragging along the ground.
Why doesn't he give him chocolate?
That is a great question. Mostly because Harry's an idiot, remember? Don't you remember? Why didn't you tell me you're a squib? Harry asked Mrs. Fig, panting with the effort to keep walking. All those times I came around to your house, why didn't you say anything? Dumbledore's orders. I was to keep an eye on you, but not say anything. You were too young. I'm sorry I gave you such a miserable time, but the Dursleys would never have let you come if they'd thought you enjoyed it. It wasn't easy, you know. Oh, my word, she said tragically, wringing her hands once more. When Dumbledore hears about this, how could Mung Duggus have left? He was supposed to be on duty till midnight. Where is he? How am I going to tell Dumbledore what's happened? I can't apparate. I've got an owl. You can borrow her, Harry groaned, wondering whether his spine was going to snap under Dudley's weight. Harry, you don't understand. Dumbledore need to act as quickly as possible. The Ministry have their own ways of detecting underage magic. They'll know already. You mark my words. By the way, that's weird that the Ministry can do that, right? Because if they can detect magic, then they should be able to detect other people's magic, right? For example, mm-hmm. Voldemort's. Mm-hmm. This is one of the holes in her little, you know, in her world. It's not, it's sort of like a godlike power at this point to just be able to detect any magic that anyone uses. Mm-hmm. But I was getting rid of Dementors. I had to use magic. They're going to be more worried about Dementors, what Dementors were doing floating around with Wisteria Walk, surely. Oh, my dear, I wish it were so, but I'm afraid. Mundungus Fletcher, I'm going to kill you. There was a loud crack, and a strong smell of mingled drink and stale tobacco filled the air as a squat, unshaven man in a tattered overcoat materialized right in front of them. He had short, bandy legs, long, straggly ginger hair, and bloodshot, baggy eyes that gave him the doleful look of a basset hound. He was also clutching a silvery bundle that Harry recognized at once as an invisibility cloak. "Sup, Figgy?" he said, staring from Mrs. Fig to Harry and Dudley. "What happened to staying undercover?" "I'll give you undercover," cried Mrs. Fig. "Dementors, you useless, skiving, sneaking thief." "Dementors," repeated Mundungus, aghast. "Dementors, here?" "Yes, you worthless pile of bat droppings, here," shrieked Mrs. Fig. "Dementors attacking the boy on your watch."
"Blimey," said Mundungus weakly, looking from Mrs. Fig to Harry and back again. "Blimey, I...
"And you off buying stolen cauldrons? Did I not tell you not to go? Didn't I?"
I...
Mundungus looked deeply uncomfortable.
It was a very good business opportunity, you see.
Is that voice okay for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Fig raised the arm from which her string bag dangled and whacked Mundungus around the face and neck with it. Judging by the clanking noise it made, it was full of cat food.
"Ouch! You mad old bat. Someone's got to tell Dumbledore."
"Yes, they have," yelled Mrs. Fig, still swinging the bag of cat food at every bit of Mundungus she could reach. "And it had better be you, and you can tell him why you weren't there to help."
"Keep your hairnet on," said Mundungus, his arms over his head, cowering. I'm going.
And with another loud crack, he vanished.
"I hope Dumbledore murders him," said Mrs. Fig furiously. "Now come on, Harry, what are you waiting for?"
Harry decided not to waste his remaining breath in pointing out that he could barely walk under Dudley's bulk. He gave the semi-unconscious Dudley a heave and staggered onward.
"I'll take you to the door," said Mrs. Fig, as they turned into Privet Drive. "Just in case more of them are around. Oh, my word, what a catastrophe, and you had to fight them off yourself. And Dumbledore said we were supposed to keep you from doing magic at all costs. Well, it's no good crying over a spilled potion, I suppose, but the cat's among the pixies now."
"So," Harry panted, "Dumbledore's been having me followed?"
"Of course he has," said Mrs. Fig impatiently. "Did you expect him to let you wander off on your own after what happened in June? Good lord, boy, they told me you were intelligent."
"Who said that?"
"Right, get inside and stay there," she said as they reached number 4. "I expect someone will be in touch with you soon enough."
"Where are you going? What are you going to do?" Harry asked quickly.
"I'm going straight home," said Mrs. Fig, staring around the dark street and shuddering. "I'll need to wait for more instructions. Just stay in the house. Good night."
"Hang on, don't go yet. I want to know..." But Mrs. Fig had already set off in a trot, carpet slippers flopping, street bag clinking. "Wait," Harry shouted after her. He had a million questions to ask anyone who was in contact with Dumbledore, but within seconds Mrs. Fig was swallowed by the darkness. Scowling, Harry readjusted Dudley on his shoulder and made his slow, painful walk up number 4 garden path. Should we stop there?
Okay. I hope you like that, kitten boo. Yeah. Good night, sweet lover boo. You're very pretty, boo. Yes, you are. You're pretty kitty. And you get to be scratched now. Yeah. You're very sweet. Good night, kitty. I love you.